I come to the end of the series of messages on James today that has been titled, Can You See Him? And we took May, June, and July to cover the five chapters of James. Today is July 18th, and we're going to go through the book of James, chapter 1 to 5, and try to do a summary of James. So as we come to the end of that study of James, I've never taken a book of the Bible and done what I've done with you. I've never walked through it verse by verse all the way through a book. And so I'm kind of learning as I go still. And in thinking about that, what I'd like you to do is be interactive with me today and give us some feedback about how that went. And I hope that what we do is quite interactive as you help me see what God did in our lives. We've invested a lot of time looking at all the little pieces of the book of James, and now we're going to take a look at the big picture. So on the back of your bulletin, I drafted a chapter summary of the book of James. And chapter one, I titled Confident Stand, and that's what a Christian has. And chapter 2 is compassionate service, and that's what a Christian does. And chapter 3 is careful speech, and that's what a Christian says. And chapter 4 is a contrite submission, and that's what a Christian feels. And chapter 5 is concern sharing, and that's what a Christian gives. Many different places that I looked at when I was studying the book of James and looking at commentaries, a lot of people gave it the subtitle of the how to live a Christian life. James covers a lot of the important things that you and I need to understand and you and I need to live out in our testimony of walking with the Lord. So the blueprint of James, then, I broke it down into three things. There was genuine religion that was the first chapter, and then there was genuine faith that was chapter 2 and 3, and then genuine wisdom is chapter 3 through 5. And so that's a good outline of what James wanted to accomplish. So what do you remember about the general characteristics of the Christian life? Grab your Bibles and look with me at James chapter 1 and hold your Bible open to that, because the pattern of what I'm going to do is to walk through the book of James and actually ask you some questions, and hopefully you'll share with me some of the things that God showed you. So the genuine religion was the first 27 verses. And it talks about our trials and temptations, that they make us mature. So was there a verse in that was personal or practical for you in your life situation? Did you end up underlining or highlighting or circling something in those first 18 verses? The one that had the most impact on my life was chapter 4. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, lacking in nothing. And my life seems to be one of these ongoing challenges with, there always seems to be some sort of a medical crisis lately that's going on in my life. And reading through James, I'm understanding that those momentary trials are creating the maturity and the completeness that's there. I want to be complete, lacking in nothing, but I'm not always as excited about the work of perseverance, if that makes sense to you. Did anybody else have something that God showed you in those first 18 verses? The other one that I underlined was the first part of verse 12. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. Seemed to fit very well with my life situation.